Nearly 47 million Americans are age 65 years or older. As senior citizens age, they're more likely to need help from caregivers. There are some 40 million family caregivers out there. Of them, 40% are men. That's according to the American Association of Retired Persons. In 2009, it was 34%. Kathy Ritchie from member station KJZZ reports on the changing face of caregiving.
Let me tell you about the toughest guy on earth.
He has the crazy strength to lift the man that raised him up without even flinching.
That's Hollywood tough guy Danny Trejo in a PSA produced by AARP as part of its Tougher Than Tough campaign, encouraging male caregivers to get the help and support they need to do what is a difficult job.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving.
The men you're going to hear from in this story probably wouldn't say they're the toughest guy on earth. In fact, they'll tell you they do what they do out of love, and because if not them, who? Yet the typical family caregiver is not a man, according to AARP. It's a 49-year-old woman.
We don't yet live in a world where men and women experience the burdens of life, as well as the burdens of caregiving equally.
Addison Deal has been taking care of his mother, who has Parkinson's disease, for more than 6 years at home. Like a lot of caregivers, Deal had to leave his job in education. Today, he and his mother live on our pension and a small sum he receives from the Arizona Long-Term Care System as a paid caregiver. He worries about his financial future.
I'm grateful that nonetheless I'm recognized as a professional giving caregiving services in the home.
That distinction is important to Deal. Like a lot of male caregivers, he's experienced a loss of professional identity. And that's why Deal now facilitates a bi-monthly support group for men.
Cool. You're on here. You can just sign in. Did name tags make their way around?
They did.
According to AARP, few male caregivers ask for support. They don't want to talk about their feelings. But here, they can express their frustrations or ask for help.
In some cases, it can even be my loved one has been violent towards me, verbally or physically. I think my loved one might need to be placed in a care facility. What is that like? Has anyone done that before?
One of the men at the table is Don Cook. He came here after starting to care for his wife, who was diagnosed with dementia.
I don't want to forget who I am. I want to reinforce that every day. And I love her. I want her to know that she's not abandoned.
Unfortunately, Cook's wife died late last month. He's grateful that she's no longer suffering, but he knows the journey doesn't end with her passing. He says he'll continue to attend support group meetings to help those who are coming up behind him. And he knows one day, relief will be replaced with grief.
This is not the retirement that I had in mind, but this is the retirement I've got.
You know, I take her clothes home every day, and I wash them once a week with mine.
That's former Arizona Congressman Harry Mitchell. He spends every morning with his wife, Marianne, who has Alzheimer's disease. He helps her with her breakfast. He takes her to get her hair and nails done.
Somebody told me that every family ought to have a daughter because that's who's going to take care of you when you get old. And I said, well, maybe, but, I think it is an expectation that women will do that. And that's unfortunate.
Mitchell has become an advocate for caregivers, but he's an exception. And when male caregivers don't seek help, Deal says,
what builds up is unrelenting, unimaginable pressure, and they often break in really gruesome ways.
Which can include prolonged isolation, even murder-suicide, says Deal. As our population continues to age and life expectancy increases, more husbands and sons will become caregivers, continuing to redefine traditional gender roles and expectations. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie.